Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida, and everyone else that's listening from all over the country. Angela will be here in a few minutes, and I asked her to do something a little bit different today and not start off by saying it's a happy, 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 happy day, because I want to talk a little bit about that it's a somber day, because today is the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack on the United States, involving, of course, the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon outside of Washington, D.C., and, of course, the plane that went down that ultimately saved perhaps hundreds of additional lives going down in Pennsylvania. So, and I don't want to make it a downer for the whole show, and I'm not going to do that, but I do want to make the show a little bit of a perhaps a political statement, perhaps a tribute to the thousands of people that were ultimately involved in dying, and the people that saved a bunch of people, and the ultimate, and ultimately some people that actually died after the fact with the cancers that they got in saving some people, the firefighters, the policemen. So I do want to talk about that. And of course, normally I do part of the show by talking about what's special about today. But I'm not, in other words, you know, that normally it's Ants Day or Farmers Consumer Awareness Day, but I don't want to talk about that. There is something special about today other than that it's the 20th anniversary. And four of the days, special days, have to do with 9/11. So I want to talk about that first. And one of the days that's special about today is it's the National Day of Service and Remembrance, to remember, of course, 9/11. And it's to remember 9/11 for the 2,977 people killed. And by the way, 412 of those were emergency workers, including 343 firefighters and paramedics. And since that time, an additional 150 of these workers have passed on due to cancer from exposure due to the debris that was in the air from the collapse of the building. It's also National Emergency Responders Day that also emanated from that event. A couple of other things that go along with that that I think are important is it's also National Patriots Day. It's a day of service and remembrance to all the heroes that have ever lived for this country. And it's a day to display the flag and remember that this event occurred on 8:48 this morning. And it was supposed to be a moment of silence. Now, you don't have to remember it at that time because that time is obviously past. But take a moment today, perhaps a moment of silence with your spouse, with your family, and think about that time. You're going to see a lot of it on the news today if you choose to watch TV. But take a moment of silence with someone special to you and think about what happened on that day when the first jet hit the World Trade Center. And finally, it's World First Aid Day, which has been in existence actually for over 100 years, and it was founded actually by the Red Cross. Now, you know that I never get political, but I'm going to get a little bit political today, and not political on Democrat versus Republican, but political in terms of patriotism to the country. You know, we had great patriotism after World War I when the war ended. We had great patriotism after World War II when World War II ended. And I remember my dad coming home from Africa in the Navy when he landed in New York, and the craziness, happiness going on in the streets of New York. We also had great patriotism after this event on 9/11, though it was from a tragic event. Since then, we have had an increased amount of division in the country. There's been a lot of black versus white. There's been a lot of Americans versus Asians since COVID. There's been a lot of taking of a knee being against America. There's been a lot of removing of statues. There's been so much of people against the police. But I want to remind you all, and I'm probably speaking to the wrong people on this radio station, but I just want to remind everyone, we are one country. We are one great country with so many freedoms to speak our minds. And I live in this country. I love this country. We have so many, many freedoms, so many protections. We have the greatest military in the world. And I love living here because of all these freedoms, to go where I want, to speak my mind, to do what I want. And I think that we should all think about coming together as one nation, individual, with liberty and justice for everyone. Think about how great we are. Stop fighting so much. Start enjoying each other and the place that we live. And when we go to a sporting event or whatever it is, be mindful of each other. Stop the stop the road rage. Come together as one. Come back and have a great country again. That's my political statement for the day. I don't normally have a political statement. Be a patriot for the greatest country on earth. That's what I want to say today. If any of you have any comments about it or disagree with me, feel free to call. Angela's now in the studio. And Angela, what's the number to call?
222-8255, area code 904.
So that's what I want to say.
And I think you're just talking about unity, Howard. I don't really see it as political, per
yes.
se. I feel like you're just trying to talk about unity.
Yeah. It's,
and
it's
bringing everyone together again, as we've seen happen many times in our country.
Yes. So, and this is a time to think about that because of the what happened 20 years ago, which was a tragic day for so, so many people, as we remember all the people that died during that terrorist, terrible event. All right. Hey, I want to start the day also by saying, hey, we ran out of time to give the answer to the contest last week, which was 3 out of 4 respondents surveyed by a home warranty company said that they would rather repair or replace an appliance rather than lower the price. And I said, what was the one appliance that was the most that they would repair? And we said everybody would guess that it would be air conditioner, and that was the number one event. And we had several people guess. What was the number two? And the number two was dishwasher. That was the number two. Okay. But we have another contest for today, and the contest is, you've all heard that wood prices have gone up dramatically in the last 12 months. But what type of building material has increased the second over the last 12 months, and it's gone up over 80%? So what building material has gone up 80% over the last 12 months? Give us a call at 222-8255. We'd love to hear from you, answer your questions. We got a lot of things to talk about today here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. So call us with your guests, call us with your questions, and we'd love to talk to you. And we're going to bring it back to more positive things, or we'll talk about 9/11, whatever you want. Stay with us.
property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning.
There you go. We've got Phil on the line. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
You're back. Phil, yeah. I'm so happy to hear from you.
It was tough. Long story short, lost 45 pounds from three cancers and down to 1.5. And thank God for the VA and Mayo. And I thought I was on my way out. Last summer, I had the last rites, but this summer, I thought it was worse. And, of course, I didn't need the last rites twice, but good Lord didn't take me. And I don't do much. My mind still works 110%. And number one, I did get your calls. Number two, I wasn't able to return your calls. And number three, I promised with the lady that picked up the phone to keep it under 2 minutes, 22 seconds. So to move on, excellent tribute. And we can't do the happy, even though tomorrow's the happy. And today would have been, except for the tribute, I will send you a pic. One of my properties, I put like 2,000 lights out and about 34 flags and 2 half-mast staff flags, and I'll send it to you. But I've been listening when I could. Keep up the great work. Value your family, your friendship, your life, and your health. And on 7:30 on 9/11/2001, I was at the Omni Hotel with my cousin. He had an important meeting. He worked for Implone Systems in New Jersey and New York, and he was their CFO. We both left early after 20 minutes. It was a quick meeting. And he went on to Implone's headquarters 12 blocks north of Canal Street. And I, with our driver, went back to Princeton, New Jersey to see my aunt and bring her bagels and donuts and coffee. As I was in my cousin's little coffee shop, one of the public workers getting ready to go to work says, "Phil, tell your cousin Mitch to put the TV on." I said, "What are you, nuts? You know what time it is?" So he persisted. I went back to the counter and reached up and put the old TV on. And after that, long story short, I went over to Auntie's little store that my cousins run, and in the back with the big screen TV, we watched it. And then after that, I went to the one of the local churches, and I prayed. I would have been in all that fallout.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're better. Angela and I have been concerned about you, and that's why I made a couple of calls to you over the last couple months. And we miss you calling on the phone, and I know the Van Wees have missed you calling on the phone as well. And God's looking out for you, and that's why you're back. So thank you so much for calling in today.
Don't let Howard do this, Angela, but instead of three naps, I'm up to 7 to 9 a day. So when he gets older, wake him up, okay? And you'll have a great day. God bless you for all the good you do. And we have the five-star Team Realty, Angela and Howard, and I'm out of breath and energy, so let me go take a nap. But I'll listen, okay?
All right. And, thank you, Phil.
God bless you, Phil.
Today, question, it's understandable with the 911. So.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you,
bye.
Phil.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Yep.
What a great man.
That just made my day, actually.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody else wants to call and say any story about what they were doing on 9/11 and just any good feeling about the country, anything like that, just give us a call, because this is a great country. And, if what you have to say makes you feel good, just give us a call and let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
So
222-8255, area code 904. 222-TALK, which is 8255.
So we'll make a dedication today to all the men and women and first responders that were there, that perished, or that just worked and were lucky enough to survive. And if we don't get to any real estate today, that's okay.
Absolutely.
Because we're here to serve the public, and if that's serving the public and make people feel better, then call us, and we'll be happy to talk about that. I think we have another caller on the line. We have a caller on the line, Ms. Producer? I'm not sure. It's not put through yet. All right, so we'll just wait. All right, Angela, what happened this past week? It was a short week. Wait a minute, we do have a caller. It's Carol. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Angela, you and I were together on 9/11 when we heard the news.
We sure were. We sure were. We were at a company-wide meeting. Remember that?
I sure do.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if I was supposed to be on the desk, so I left really quickly. And as I was going down JTB back toward the office, I heard on the radio about the plane flying over the Potomac, really, really low. And the person who was reporting was on one of the bridges, but couldn't see down as far as the Pentagon, but they surmised that that's where the plane was going, and oh my God. Mm. By the time I got to the office, we turned on the television. Fortunately, I had cable, so we were switching between each one of the channels, and there were three or four of us, and little by little, everybody started trickling back in. And,
yeah.
And I remember saying, oh, my God, this is our Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that struck me yesterday as I was listening to talk radio and the news is more than one person said, oh, this is a day that will live in infamy, which I remember hearing President Roosevelt say on Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And it was just very, very moving. And it was a terrible day, and to see those towers fall down, and oh my God, it was awful.
It was the worst.
We survived, and 20 years later, we're all thriving in our way.
Yes.
I wish the country was as united as it was the next day.
That's true. That's true. And I think that's what Howard was trying to get to today, is unity. Come back together. Come back together. We're so much stronger when we're all one, when we are together, supporting our country and supporting each other.
Each other especially. You can only change what's right in your little realm.
Right, exactly.
And it's important.
Yes, yes. I'll never forget that day. And I remember one of the things I wanted to do was go get my kids out of school. Looking back now, that wasn't necessary at all.
Yeah. It bothered you a lot that you couldn't be with them.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And especially being a military town, like you don't know if we're going to get hit next, or we didn't know how many more attacks there were going to be that day. It was very unsettling, that's for sure.
Yep, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Carol. Thank you for calling in.
You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yeah, that day. So on Tuesdays and at Watson Realty, there's always a business meeting every Tuesday morning. And that particular Tuesday morning, we had a corporate-wide meeting. So we were at the Ramada Inn in Mandarin having our group meeting. And I remember walking in the bathroom, and one of the agents was in there, and she said, my husband just called and said a plane hit the tower in New York. And I thought, well, that's weird. Like, it didn't occur to me. Nothing about what she said made it seem like terrorism at that point yet, right? It was just one plane. So it seemed like it was a mistake, like someone didn't fly their plane properly. But then, you know, as the day went on, everything unfolded. But I remember what I first thought about it versus what I ended up thinking about it.
Yeah. I was living in Cincinnati at the time, and I was in a downtown building, and somebody hit one of the towers at the World Trade Center. A plane hit the tower. And I'm thinking, because I knew that there was a radio tower on top of the building. So right. I'm thinking that it hit the tower on top of the building. But then it all came out. And just, you know, the whole world just was stunned. Not the whole world, because I remember seeing some shots on TV of some people in another country cheering. And that just...
Hey, there were people in this country cheering.
That just...
My husband at the time worked at Memorial Hospital, and he told me there was a lot of doctors cheering. Foreign doctors.
Awful.
And I remember thinking, what? What are you saying? How could that be? But, I mean, that happened all around, not just there, obviously, but it was something that was witnessed.
Awful.
And it surprised me.
Yeah, they should have been deported at that very moment.
I called my sister this morning on the way in, and I said, you need to hug your husband. If you remember, her husband's a doctor in New York, and he ran into that scene. You know, he didn't know. Nobody knew the extent of it or what was happening. And you think about, you know, he just ran right in.
Yeah.
Brave and courageous and just wanting to help fellow man. It just, certainly an event that brings out the good in people.
Yes. We'd love to hear from some more people to tell us their story on how they reacted to the tragedy and the heroism that occurred on that day.
Yeah,
because there were so many heroes that day.
Yeah.
All right. And while we're waiting for people to call in, Angela, we had a short week this week on Labor Day. We hope that all of the people got to, or most of the people got to take off on that day and enjoy the day with their families. We, of course, were working, showing people houses on that day. But that's what we do. So
we work every day.
We work every day.
We work. You know what? When we retire, Howard, we won't get the privilege of working every day.
Hey, wait,
so we do it now because it is a privilege and an honor to us to do what we're passionate about in a way that helps other people, in a way that helps families find the house that's right for them. I mean, we go through a deep interview process asking people what they want in a house, what they need in a house, what their commute time should be. To work or to church or to the gym or to the beach or to the airport or whatever's important to them. And we talk about money and help them figure out how to get the money they need to get the house they want. And you know what? It is such a privilege to be instrumental in people's lives. And being born and raised here, for me, I can really help them figure out, you know, where they fit.
Yeah.
Where they belong, what's a good match.
Yes.
And it is a thrill and an honor to have that. And I can't imagine retiring. So I think I just got to keep working until I'm like 100.
100?
100, why not?
Okay, I'm not going to let you drive then.
I'll have a chauffeur.
Of course, I'll be 108 by then. Anyway, stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the Pentagon at this hour, a memorial ceremony is underway at the National September, the National September 11 Memorial and Museum. Had one earlier today in New York. The name's still being counted off there of all the victims who perished in that attack. Now a similar ceremony underway at the Pentagon, and one still to come in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, remembering the victims on Flight 93. A chalk artist here found a unique way of remembering those who died on United Airlines Flight 93 September 11th. Eric Greenwald and his fellow artists painted the faces of all the 40 victims there in 3x5 portraits, now on display at the Flight 93 Memorial. President Biden attending the events at each of the three locations today. Yesterday, the Biden administration gave its first public look inside a U.S. military base housing Afghans airlifted out of Afghanistan. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You may have heard about diamonds certified by EGL, GIA, AGS, IGI, and wondered what that meant. It's confusing because those letters represent various diamond grading laboratories. However, it's important to point out that labs don't certify anything. What they do is issue diamond grading reports. Any certifying going on is done by the retailer. That's why at Underwoods, we have and maintain an accredited gem laboratory of the American Gem Society, so we can check these reports to see if the diamond report matches the American Gem Society diamond grading standard that we've been using for over 50 years. As a certified gemologist, I've seen thousands of different laboratory reports from labs like IGI and EGL, and sometimes they'll miss the grade by as many as 5 grades. So we only use the accurate, credible labs of AGS, GIA, and Forevermark. But Underwoods is who's doing the certifying.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study. 10:45 a.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly cloudy today, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 87. Tonight, temperatures dropping to 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a low chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 88. And as for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, mostly sunny, with a chance of showers and highs reaching the low 90s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to be here.
You don't sound...
I don't feel like I'm supposed to be excited today because it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11, so it makes me not want to be excited. But the reality is I'm so happy to be alive, and I'm so happy to be in love, and so happy to have my great life that I have. And so I never want that to be overshadowed by something that happened a long time ago, because I still remain happy, happy, happy. I'm just trying to downplay it today.
All right. Give us a good one.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. All I'm right. Not going to. I told you I wouldn't. But all right. It's bursting inside of me to come out.
Well, sometimes it makes people feel better to talk about their story and
sure.
how they've come past it.
And so we welcome you to call in. And
yes.
The number is 904-222-TALK, which is 8255, 904-222-8255. Call in, share your story.
Yes, we remember tragedies. They stay with us in our life. I remember what I was doing when Kennedy got shot. I was very young, but I do remember that. I
really?
Remember where I was. I do. And I remember how bad I felt when the Challenger exploded.
I remember that.
Yes.
I know where I was. Yep.
I also remember that I need to reread the contest for today because we haven't had anybody call in yet. So I'm going to reread that. You've all heard that wood prices have gone up dramatically in the last 12 months. They shot up 500%. Then they came down, but still they're very, very high compared to what they were a year ago. But what type of building material has increased the second highest, over 80% in the last 12 months? What building material? You could just guess.
You could?
Yeah. Give us a call. 222-8255. We'll give you a Publix gift card. How about that?
How about that?
$25 Publix gift card.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's good.
Paid for it on my MasterCard. All right. We're not going to talk about the numbers for the week because it was a short week. Plus, it's right after the end of the month, so the numbers are a little bit lower. Interest rates, they only went up 1/100 of a point, so there's not much to talk about those. They are still at about the lowest they have ever been. But I do want to start off asking Miss Angela a question.
What is your question,
My question
Howard?
Is, you always told me, what was the most important thing that you taught your kids?
Safety.
Safety. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a second question, follow-up question. What is the most dangerous thing in everyone's home?
Oh, easy. Electricity.
It is. Why?
Because it can kill you.
Yes, it can kill you. That's right. And if you have an older home, it may be something in your home that can cause a fire. What is it?
Electrical panel boxes.
Electrical panel boxes. And yeah. We have inspectors that they always look, a home inspection always looks at the electrical panel boxes. Why did they look at them? It's like they're not electricians. What do they look at them for?
Ah, they're looking for the names. Federal Pacific, Zinsco, Sylvania, and Challenger.
Yes, these are outdated and potentially dangerous brands. And equally important to the danger that can occur, insurance companies on older homes ask for what's called a four-point inspection, that they look at the roof. They want to know the age of the roof. They want to know about the plumbing. They want to know about the air conditioning. And they want to know about the electrical. And if they have one of these boxes, they will not insure the home.
Correct.
So they want to know what is the box. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about these brands, and all of you at home can check to see whether you have one of these. Now, they're not necessarily going to ask you if you already have insurance on your home, but if you ever go to sell it, you might want to think about, or, you know, safety is right now because you live there.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, so get these changed for your own protection and before putting your home on the market, as your new buyer will not likely be able to get insurance. The cost to replace these is somewhere between $800 and $1,200, depending on how many circuits you have and what company you use to get it repaired. So Federal Pacific, these were commonly installed in homes built between 1950 and 1980. They are reputed to have a high rate of circuit breaker failure, which can result in fire or shock or electrocutions. The circuit breakers fail to trip when they should. Now, the name Federal Pacific, or FPE, will likely be visible on the cover or inside of the cover break it box. Also, the breakers themselves will have a name called Stab Lock, located inside the panel box. So Stab Lock, Federal Pacific, or FPE. The next one that you mentioned is Zinsco, Z-I-N-S-C-O. These panels were popular electrical panels installed in homes through the 1970s. Now, Zinsco is no longer in business, but of course, these panels may remain in some homes. And these panels are unable to keep up with today's higher electrical demands. Now, you know, back in the 70s and before, sometimes people didn't have, you know, central air conditioning systems. They didn't have two ovens like people have today. They may not have even had dryers.
Or microwaves.
Or microwaves. Remember, people used to have...
You hung your clothes out in the machine, but you hung your clothes out to dry. Absolutely.
So the result could be melted wires.
I don't know that there was blow dryers and curling irons.
Yeah.
And flat irons. And
the third one is Sylvania. Sylvania panels were commonly installed in homes through the 60s and 70s. Some of these were rebranded as Zinsco. How about that? So you may see the Sylvania logo, and it is the same Sylvania that makes light bulbs. But obviously they don't make them anymore, because I said only through the 60s and 70s. And the fourth one is Challenger. They were popular in the 80s and 90s, and it was discovered that these types of circuit breakers manufactured, they were overheating under normal conditions at the connection point to what's called the bus bar. The bus bar is the main place where the electricity comes in from the outside. And Challenger products did not always say Challenger. Many of them were also labeled as GTE Sylvania or Zinsco. So if you have these in your home, get them changed. And by the way, if you have things even before that where they aren't circuit breakers, they're fuses. Do you remember the old fuses that are round and screw in?
I don't know that
That's
I'm old enough.
Before your time? That was in the
Although
50s.
As a realtor, I believe I've seen some, but yeah, not old enough.
Yeah, you may see them in some garages where they change the circuit breaker in the house, but in the garage, a detached
like
garage.
Like a detached garage, yes.
They had a small box
right.
with like four fuses in it.
Yes.
So get them taken care of. I think we have a caller. Well, we will in just a moment. Okay. So anyway, get those taken care of before you put your house on the market, because it's more for safety, your safety. We don't want a fire
in
your house.
You know what's disturbing?
What's disturbing?
Is for the people who live in a house with one of these boxes and they've lived there for 15 years. And 15 years ago, they didn't look for that or, you know, say it was a safety hazard and that it needed to be changed. But now... You know, that homeowner's being told that as they're attempting to sell their home, and they're thinking, wow, we lived here the whole time. Thank goodness nothing ever happened to us.
Yeah, some people have the attitude, well, if it hasn't happened, it's not going to. Well, wait a minute. Now it's older, and it's more likely to happen.
Right, yeah.
All right. We've got Bosco on the line. Good morning, Bosco. Bosco, are you there? Did Bosco hang up? No. I don't hear you, Bosco.
Can you hear me well?
I can hear you now.
Good morning, Bosco.
Good morning, y'all.
I'd like to hear a story from Bosco about where you were on 9/11.
To be quite honest, I was sitting on my couch watching the planes doing their nasty work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts you want to share with us?
Excuse me?
Do you have any thoughts you want to share with us about that?
My thoughts go out to the families, you know, for the unknown, you know. I mean, a lot of them are still wanting that last critical, you know, piece of information so they could be at rest, you know, at peace with themselves.
Yes.
With the loss of their family, you know.
Yeah.
And,
we got one more minute.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to take a stab at, I wanted to say cement products.
The Mint Products was in the top 10, and let's see, what number was it? So, I don't remember what number it was. But anyway, it was not the number one.
That's fine. And one other question before I lose you. You're talking about condominiums and condominium fees. Is there a percentage point that the fees should marry to, you know, just together, how much fees should be towards the condominium?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to answer that when we come back after the break, but we're about to go dead. So stay with
me.
I know you'll be listening. We'll come back and answer
that.
Okay, bye.
Yes,
good morning. Morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be here talking with you today, hearing your stories of 9/11, answering any real estate questions you have.
So Bosco had a question about the condo fees, and condo fees should be determined. It has no relationship to what the value of the condominium is. So
correct.
Condominiums sometimes cost $250,000. Sometimes they cost $2.5 million. It has nothing to do with the value of condo. It has to do with a budget, and the budget depends mostly on putting money aside for repairs and what it costs to run that condo. So let's talk about that. So every condo has a roof. How long does the roof last and how much is it going to cost? X amount of years. And you need to budget an amount for that. If the condo has windows, and of course it does, how much is it going to cost and how long do the windows last? Is there money in the budget for that? If it has a cement exterior that needs to be replaced, obviously it's going to cost more if that condo is near the beach and it is exposed to salty ocean air. If the condominium has, if it's a high rise and it has a person that stays at the front, a concierge service, that has a cost associated with it. The condo has insurance. For the building itself, that has a cost associated with it. If the condo has electricity cost for the building itself, that's divided by the number of units. All of those things go into what is
Common areas.
Any common areas.
Pools, everybody's balconies. There's that, all sorts of things that need to be factored in.
But important not only to figure out what is the monthly cost of operating the pool, but you also have to put in an amount for each of those things for anticipated repairs over time. Like, as I said, the roof, the windows, the siding, all of those things. And it's not a money-making thing. The owners, each individual owner is an owner of the condominium. So it's budgeting so that hopefully there is no assessment later on because there's not enough money in the till when a new roof is needed or right. new siding needs to be put on, whatever.
Yeah. So one of the things we do when we're helping people buy a condominium is we request the budget from the condominium association and go over that. And we look at the insurance policy and we look at everything and just make sure that it's solid.
And here's the good thing about condominiums compared to most homeowners. Most homeowners, non-condo owners, they don't put aside money for new windows, for new appliances, for new roof. They just, you know, when it's time for a roof, they say, ouch, I got to spend $15,000, $20,000 for a roof. They haven't put money aside. The good thing about living in a condominium is they do it for you.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is. Hope that answered your question, Bosco.
Oh, I bet it did. It sounded very thorough.
Okay. And okay.
Talk for a minute about the hurricanes.
And wait a minute. I didn't answer all of his questions, which he asked about concrete. Concrete, the increased cost in condo was under 30%. Didn't get close to 80% increase. Mm. We've got Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, my friends. How are you today?
Great. Good. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing pretty good, like everybody else, just still remembering 9/11.
Yes.
And
yes.
I hope we never forget it.
Yes.
We never forget. So I was going to take a stab at the trivia contest. And
okay.
I'm caught between two things. And I don't know if either one of them are right, but I'm going to say electrical, the wiring in the house. Would that be one of the ones?
It was not. It didn't even make it over 30%. How about that?
Really? With price of copper as it is? And, oh my gosh. Well,
yeah,
I gave it my best.
Well, I will tell you that copper pipe and copper tubing, that made it to about 35% increase.
I got you.
How about that?
Okay. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So many people are putting in PVC as well nowadays, and I still have copper piping. I prefer it.
All right. Do you want to share a story about 9/11?
Well, you know, it's hard to share something. I remember where I was, what I was doing, and I just, every time I see those planes crashing into the Twin Towers, and I had the privilege of going up into the top and had dinner on Windows on the World back in the 80s, my blood pressure rises. I my heart beats. I get anxiety. I just cannot watch it. I can't watch the videos of them anymore.
And I get that.
I do.
I just get so upset.
Yeah.
And I just hope and pray that nothing comes in the future from what's happening in the Middle East right now in Afghanistan, and that there are people coming to us are not going to be doing us harm.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We got one more caller, so I'm going to have to cut you off before we talk about our hot deal today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
You guys have a great week.
You
All right.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got Marshall. Good morning, Marshall.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I have a roofing question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're talking about condos and different places that might reserve for a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I know most of the reserve studies, a lot of those guys were talking about 20 years, 25 years. But I'm hearing that insurance companies are not wanting to write new coverage on houses with roofs over 15 years
That's
old.
Correct.
So they're renewing people but not writing new?
Is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't agree that they should do that, but too many times they are paying for insurance companies are paying for roofs.
The legislature's got to fix that attorney subsidy program.
Yes.
Well, we're paying for it.
I know. That's right.
We're paying for it.
We shouldn't put up with it.
With higher rates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having that situation now and telling it's affecting realtors, too, and people that are listing their home that doesn't have a roof that's newer than 15.
You're going to have to replace it. And people are really balking about it. They're like, it's not leaking. It's not failing. Yep. Why do I have to replace it for the next buyer?
Yep. All right. We got to go. Thanks for calling, Marshall. All right. You know what it's time for? It's time for the hot deal of the day. And we got a really interesting case to tell you about today because we're doing something very, very unique. We put it on the market on Thursday night and did not allow any showings on Friday. There are not going to be any showings on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, next week or anything. There are only going to be showings during two open houses. One today from 11 to 2 and one tomorrow from 1 to 4.
Yes.
And a decision is going to be made on any offers that come in by tomorrow evening. And we expect multiple offers. In fact, we've gotten two offers.
Four.
We got four already. Mm-hmm. Sight unseen.
Yeah.
So it's a great house. We're going to tell you about it. It's 1295 Windy Willows Drive. It's off of Atlantic and Kernan. This house is move
Atlantic in and Girvin.
Girvin. I'm sorry. Girvin.
It's in Trevor Green at Sterling Bridge.
Now, the pictures were so good that people made offers on it right away. It's 1,425 square feet, 3-2 move-in ready, two-car garage. The roof, here's a good thing. The roof's only 5 years old. Many updates, fenced yard, vaulted ceiling, fireplace, cementitious siding, several ceiling fans, very unique offering, as I mentioned. As I mentioned, the open houses, and it's $300,000. As I said, move in ready.
Yeah.
So come and see us today. Both Angela and I are going to be there.
Today and tomorrow.
$300,000. And again, move in ready, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, roof's only 5 years old, 1295 Windy Willows Drive.
Yes.
If your realtor can't come with you today, it's okay. We will honor the fact that you have a realtor.
Oh, always.
Always.
Always. That's just part of our business.
Yes.
So no problems there.
So.
Yes. So come see us,
yes.
1295 Windy Willows.
Yes, Mr. Van Wee is here. Does he have a thumbs, big thumbs down? I mean, their thumb grew 2 inches today. It's
But I like his watch band.
Yes,
it's
all right.
Got the flag on it. That's
Angela
cool.
And I love living here in Northeast Florida. As you know, we do this radio show to give back to the community. You really do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling. Probably the most important financial transaction you will ever do. We are here to help. Angela's number, if you want to call her directly, is 465-3845. 465-3845. You want to talk to me? 687-8161. 687-8161. Have a moment of silence today to remember 9/11 and be prepared for hurricanes. Be prepared. Check your generator. Start it. All right? God bless everyone. We'll talk to you next week.